Chris and Kira. 2FM.
It's time that we got right down to some business, okay? We are doing the wrap-off this evening. Kira did a verse. I did a verse. So many people have voted via text, via Twitter, via all of that kind of stuff. We will get to it all in a second, okay? However, I think for clarity, we should hear the raps one more time. How does that sound? All right, here's Kira's rap. We did Kira's first, then we did mine. I think we should just do a very quick recap. Okay, here we go.
Let the rhythm ride you, guide you, sneak inside you. Set your mind to move to its pulsation. Bass vibration, sense sensation. Pause, it's not implicit. Mind and body must be free to. Please, take it all away. Nothing to lose, everything to win. Let it control you, hold you, mold you. Not the over, new. Touch it, taste it, free your soul. Let it invade you, gotta be what you wanna. If the groove don't get you, the rhyme flow's gonna. I'm serious as cancer when I say rhythm is a dancer.
Oh, so good.
I like my ending there, I have to say.
It was very good.
Just really got into it, you know.
You did. So that was Kira's version. Then we had my version, which was this.
Let the rhythm ride you, guide you. Let the rhythm ride you, guide you, sneak inside you, set your mind to move to its pulsations, bass vibration, sense sensation, pause, it's not implicit, mind and body must be free to please, take it all away, nothing to lose, everything to win, let it control you, hold you, mold you, not the old, the new, touch it, taste it, feel your soul, let it invade you, got to be where you wanna, if the grooves don't get you, the rhyme flu's gonna, I'm serious as cancer, when I say rhythm is a dancer.
Yeah. So then there was my version. And, well, I tell you, people have a lot of opinions tonight. 51552 is the number. Someone says, Kira sounds like a black person. Boo, yeah.
I actually thought I sounded like somebody from, again, Chris, the accent, my go-to accent, Boston.
I think you did very well, though. Thank you. Have to say, someone else says, Kira won. Sorry, Chris. That's all right. Someone says, lads, I'm serious as cancer. When I say Kira has good tongue action for the old rapping, oh behave. Chris sounds a bit short of breath rapping. Wow.
That's because Chris just got so passionate about it.
I just lost myself in it.
Yeah, just lost himself in the rap.
Someone else says, Chris, Kira have listened to both and think that definitely I don't give a shit. Wow, Mike thinks they were both awful. Mike, that's very hurtful. That's a different Mike.
It's a bit harsh, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone says, if I didn't know the song that Kira was singing, I would have said she sounded like Iggy Azalea.
Okay.
I can't tell if that's a good or a bad
thing. I'll take that as a compliment.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah, no,
she's
I get
nominated
you.
For Grammys. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Someone says Kira wins hands down. Chris, I don't wish to offend you with this statement, but you just weren't on form tonight. I'm sorry, Joanne in Limerick. Yeah, Joanne, I think it's a bit of a stretch to say I wasn't on form. I'll have you know, I mean, I'm a consistent master of this trade. Perhaps Kira did better than me tonight. But to say I wasn't on form is very insulting.
Well, Shane in Roscommon says, wow, Chris, that was a big letdown. Normally you were better, but Kira won by a country mile tonight. Both pretty shit, though.
They were not both pretty shit. Like, whoever you think won or didn't win, they were solid raps.
Kira nailed it. Chris, you sounded a little bit like the Silic Ban. Ad man.
Silic Bang.
Barry
I suppose
Scott.
I did, yeah. I suppose I was shouting a lot. There you go.
Terry from Kerry says, bravo, Chris. Bravo, Kira. I'm swinging towards Kira on this one. Top of the range.
There you go. I don't think we've ever been described as top of the range anything. No. So, you know, someone says you were both great, but I think Chris just takes the crown. You guys are getting your mojos back. I didn't know we had lost our mojos.
We did, though, Chris. No, we had for a while.
No, haters were trying to bring us down.
Yeah, no, and that's the reason we did lose our mojo.
Those damn haters.
It was completely psychological. I'm just going to get to a couple of tweets. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Jonathan says, Kira, you effing nailed that tonight, you sexy animal. Thank you, Jonathan. Linda says, Kira, that was an amazing rap tonight. Sorry, Chris, but you were good as well. It's just Kira was better. Natalie says, haha, that was brilliant. My vote's for Kira. It was indeed great. Solid rapping on both sides, though. Crown on Twitter says, well, Kira, wow, you get my vote after that awesome display in the wrap-off. Chris was good, but Kira is on form right now.
Yeah.
Conrad on Twitter says, Chris sounds like a guy squeezing his balls in the toilet. Kira, you are the queen.
And then notice Conrad also took a selfie and attached it to the tweet.
So thank you for that, Conrad.
Of him in the truck.
Monique says, Kira gets my vote this week. Your pace was perfect. I'm giving you a standing vote. A standing ovation as well. Great job. Sorry. Michelle says, Chris, I love that rap that you just did there right now. That voice, you win tonight. Sorry, Kira, you were goo too. Wow. Imagining she meant good.
Yeah.
Orla says, I have to say, I can't pick a winner because they're both amazing. Both could make an album.
Well, Orla, that's very nice of you. Thank you, darling.
Get off the fence.
Yeah.
Patrick says, Kira wins hands down. And another Patrick says, Kira in the bag.
Look, what did I tell you? I mean, that was about 98% you tonight. And I'll tell you why. It's because, and I mean this literally, it's the best rap you've ever done. No question.
But then...
No question.
Shane and Mead says, anyone else find it hard to masturbate to this rap?
No, I was able to masturbate pretty easy. Were what you? About you, JJ? Yeah, JJ said he was as
oh,
well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I was able to. No problem.
As somebody says, yeah, I have to say, to I mine. Always vote for Chris every week. But tonight, for the first time ever, I'm giving my vote to Kira. She's usually shit, but I think this has been her best rap so far. Well done,
what
Kira.
What am I telling you?
You'll be back next week, Chris. And that's from Grace in Westmeath.
Kira, do I not have an ear for this kind of stuff? Like, when I hear a new upcoming artist, do I not say, wow, that person's on the up? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
I heard you tonight. I said, that's a girl who did a good rap.
Thank
and
you.
I knew you'd win because you had it. Kira, you had it all.
Thank you.
And I play
you as... empowered now.
Do you know what was
I
so good
like
about
I
it?
Just go and download like all of Eminem's albums and just start rapping to them, you know?
Okay. maybe not, but you certainly did a very good rap tonight. And I want to play it really quickly, the start of it, because I'll tell you why. When I heard it, okay, what you did so good was, and it's something that you and I are pretty much never able to do, a lot of raps, as well as being spoken and rapped, they're sung. Like, as in, there's a cadence to them, as you mm-hmm. might say in music. There are notes that are being hit by the vocals, and you hit every one of them. Like, you're going up with it, you're going down with it, you're like, let the rhythm ride, you got... You're just doing it all here. I mean, it was awesome. It really was.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
Thanks,
hey, wait.
Let the rhythm ride you, guide you, sneak inside you, set your mind to...
You hit it, like, as
okay.
in, side is as long as mind, and you just did everything right. You did... Time,
you,
yeah, you did everything
you,
right
why
here.
Why are you being so nice to me?
Look, you can't
this
fault
it. This is unusual. And I really like it. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm really loving the attention from you. Because you're just like, hey, Kira.
You did good.
Thank you.
I can't say anything otherwise.
Well,
you
thank
know?
You.
Yeah. Anyway, well done. And thank I mean you. That. I think Kira's the winner tonight somehow.
Well, now you have me excited.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Thank you, JJ, for that. There it is. I only made an appearance 40 minutes after I said it. Thank you.
No, JJ had it in like the second you said it. I just waited until now.
Well, now you have me excited.
Yeah. Now that's ruined Kira's win. I'm sorry, Kira.
No, that's just typical. That's just typical you. You build me up, you build me up, you build me up, and you knock me right back down.
No, but like I said, the two things are unrelated.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so why did you have to do that? You use it as like a crutch. Oh, I'm giving Kira too much praise here. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring her down a peg too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I wanted to just give you a more even treatment. Okay, don't you get violent. I don't have to deal with that in a workplace. You understand me?
Okay, enough.
Okay.
Like, can you not just let a woman win something without trying to bring her down?
Well, no.
That is not okay.
Whoa.
Why do you hate women?
I don't know. They're kind of annoying, aren't they? Like, they're kind of irritating. They're just fucking always going on about something and, you know. They're pretty difficult. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Chris and Kira. 2FM.